Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Okay.
Insurance.
Okay. Okay, and how long have you had that?
Oh,
10 years. Okay, and that's an AARP life policy?
Yeah.
Is that through New York Life, do you know?
The Hartford.
Okay, that's your, that's not life. That would be your renter's insurance. That would be your property in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess I need some insurance.
Yeah, because the AARP life policy is through New York Life. The Hartford is either car insurance or, do you own a car?
No.
Okay, so it'd be your property inside your home. It'd be what they call renter's insurance or whatever. So, in other words, if this thing burns to the ground, obviously you don't care about the structure. It's not your responsibility, but this is all yours,
right.
And you don't want that replaced, so that's what that is. So, okay. So, yeah, not a problem. Have you taken care of any aspect of your funeral or final expense? Have you purchased lots or vaults or markers? Or?
Well, my grandfather had, as far as I know, a lot before us.
Okay.
But they didn't use it. So
it's still there?
As far as I know.
And where's that at?
El Rey, Kansas.
Okay. Okay.
The old cemetery.
All right. Okay. And have you made any arrangements as far as will you be buried, will you be cremated?
You will have to be buried.
Okay. Not into the cremation stuff, huh? Good. Okay, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem. And the reason I'm asking these questions is to help you understand that our program will take care of it no matter what you want done. Now, who will be responsible? When you do pass away, who will be responsible to pay those bills?
Yes. Probably Chuck.
Okay. Chuck is your son?
Chuck is my brother.
Your brother. Okay.
Or I really don't know that set yet. It might be Karen, his wife.
Okay.
Or my children.
Okay.
So we really haven't set it up yet.
And that again is not a problem with our program because you know we can set it as we need to today, and then we can change it tomorrow, next month, next year. We can change it as often as you need, whenever you need. There's no rules that says no, you got to wait. No, you can change it daily if you need to. I mean, you wouldn't, but I mean, what I'm saying is it's that flexible.
Sure.
So again, that decision doesn't need to be made today. We need to name somebody because if you happen to go to bed tonight and not get up tomorrow, we got to pay somebody. Now, but here's the nice thing about a program is let's say you've got nobody named as a beneficiary. Your estate becomes the beneficiary, and then the money's paid into your estate, and then that's settled through the estate proceedings, which is not a problem either. Because it does the same thing. It just pays the bills. That's all you want to do is make sure the bills are paid, and that's what happens. So no matter how you do it, that's what happens. Now, how's your health in general?
Well, it's doing better.
Okay.
I don't know, Dr.
Say
knows better than I do.
Okay. Have you had any, what we're talking about is just kind of anything real major, like heart attacks or strokes or cancers, diabetes, emphysema, anything like that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's been 2 years since I had anything like I had before.
Okay. As long as it's been more than 2 years ago, we're not even concerned about it, so it wouldn't be a problem. Would not be a problem. Okay. Wrong one. Let's just look for sure here. Let me just ask you the health questions. It says, are you not a problem? Okay. Very good. Okay. So how our program works, and your last name is pronounced, is that correct? Okay. How our program works, Mrs., is we can provide a benefit start. Pardon me? Oh, I'm sorry. You do have a rosary in it. I'm sorry. The benefits of our program
start at $5,000. I want to look at see what your upper limit is, because I know you marked 15,000.
Your age right now is 61. Is that correct?
61. I'll be
62 in
April.
Coming up, isn't it? Okay. 61 right now. Okay.
So we can provide a benefit starting at $5,000, going as high as $25,000.
Okay.
Now, the benefits we provide due to the heart attack you had would be partially limited the first 2 years for natural death only. Okay, what that means, if you die from death due to natural causes, which is anything that's not accidental, during the first year of your program, we'll pay a 30% benefit to your family. Whether it's tonight or 12 months from tonight, we pay 30% of whatever the face amount is. If you've got a $20,000 benefit, we'd pay them $6,000. You know, $25,000, we're going to pay them like $7,500. Whatever 30% of that face amount is, we pay that during the first year for natural death only. Okay, during the second year, that converts to 70% of the face amount. Now, your payments don't change, your paperwork doesn't change, it automatically converts to 70% of the face amount for natural death only. After 2 years, it goes to 100% and stays that way for the rest of your life. No matter what happens in the meantime, even if you have another light heart attack or develop a cancer or something, none of that changes. Now, we're talking about natural death only. If death is accidental at any time, we pay 100%. Okay, well, what's an accidental death? Car accident, a fire, a fall, a tornado, a drowning, a shooting. Those are all accidental deaths. Mm-hmm. We would pay for that. We don't pay any benefits for suicide during the first 2 years.
Okay.
Well, but after 2 years, we'd even pay for suicide. Okay, which is highly unusual.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how death occurs or when death occurs, we pay a benefit. So what we have is we have an immediate, ongoing cash benefit that we pay directly to your family upon your death to be used as needed. Now, this is not just a funeral protection plan. This is a final expense benefit program. What are your final expenses going to be? Well, the funeral is the biggest part of it, but there could also be outstanding medical bills, opening and closing of the grave, transportation, food, flowers, and clothing, whatever it might be, doesn't matter. We're going to pay the cash to your family. It's their money to use as needed. Okay. If there's money's left over, it's theirs to keep. So I don't pay this benefit based on what the I don't need an itemized bill from the funeral director. I don't need an itemized bill from the hospital, an itemized bill from anybody. I need a death certificate from your family. We write them a check for the benefit that you have asked us to write them, and the program's over. If they've got too much money, that's their problem. Now, I've been in business 19 years. I've never had anybody call me up and say, Jim, you know, my mom passed away and you sent me $25,000 and I only needed 10 of it. What do you want me to do? You want the other 15 back? No, it's theirs to keep.
Mm-hmm.
It's their money to keep. Okay? So it gives you the ability to take care of an expense you're going to create. Okay? You are going to pass away and the funeral director is going to hand a bill to your family and say, I want my money. The question we have to ask ourselves, where's that money going to come from? Well, it comes out of your bank account if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, then it comes out of your children or your brother's or sister-in-law's bank account.
I don't know about that.
Or it can come out of our bank account. And I think we got a few more dollars in our account than most. We better, right?
I believe.
Okay. So it gives you the ability to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, but have this entire expense, this entire process, all taken care of before it ever happens. Death is guaranteed. Can we agree on that?
100%.
But we don't know when. So you want a program that says, when I die, it will pay a benefit, and that's what we do. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is the payment of your program never goes up. Guaranteed in writing, we'll never increase that payment. Second guarantee is the benefit you request. Whether it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, whatever you want, that benefit is guaranteed never to be reduced by my company as you get older, as your health changes. Third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. We can never kick you out. I don't care how old you become. I had a client over here in Sterling, Kansas, pass away. She was 103.
Really?
So live as long as you want. We'll pay your benefits. I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you develop a cancer, or like I said, have another light heart attack or a stroke, even if you end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience automatically through your checking or savings account. So once you own this program, you control it. And now you can change it as you need to. Two reasons we do that. The main reason, what do you think the cost of funerals are going to do?
Probably
go up, won't they? I was raised in the funeral business. I grew up in a funeral home. I grew up in Hays, Kansas. Back in the 60s and 70s, the average funeral was $1,000. I started in this business 19 years ago. 1988, the average funeral was $3,000. Today it's $7,000. They estimate by the year 2010, 3 years from now, it will exceed $10,000. So this program gives you the ability to have adequate benefits today, but if need be, in 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now, you can add several thousand dollars if you need to. 3, 4, 5 years later, add several thousand dollars if you need to. So it gives you a program that's always adequate. The second reason we do that, probably the more important reason, is to give you a program that's always affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business, okay? You mark $15,000, we'll look at $25,000, $20,000, $15,000, whatever you want to do. It's your program. It's up to you. So you determine the cost of the benefits, and you can also change that, okay? So let's say today that $20,000 benefit is affordable, but you realize 3 years from now it's not. You can always reduce your payments. You can always step them down. So the flexibility, as I told you with the beneficiary, that's changeable, so is the program. So we can lock your benefits in for you now, then you can change them later if you need to. Okay, whether it means we're increasing it to keep it adequate, we're reducing it to keep the payment affordable, you know, we can shape and mold it not just today, but throughout the life of the program. But again, the bottom line of this program gives you the ability to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, but have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. We've already agreed death is guaranteed. And so is the expense that comes with dying. We can't get away from it. And so what happens is, you know, you pass away, your worries are over. But now your family, your brother, your sister-in-law, your children, whoever's going to be responsible, the funeral director is going to sit across the desk from them and say, okay, I want my money. How are you going to pay me? Okay. Well, the nice thing about this program is they can say, don't worry about it. My mother or my sister or my sister-in-law bought a program. We'll be getting a check. Just give us the bill. We'll take care of it. And that gives you peace of mind knowing you're not going to be a financial burden to anybody, but it also gives your family the peace of mind knowing that when mom passes away or he passes away, not a worry. Not going to be a problem. Because it is an expense that they have to pay.
Right.
You know, whether you provide the money or whether you don't. Pardon me?
So they count too.
Right. Right. So, anyway, let's look at some pricing for you here. Yeah, well, basically, we just need the first two.
Right.
We just have to do the first two, so. $61 for, right at a month, isn't it? Today's the 6th. I guess we've got a few more days to go, but.
Back in a month.
No, it'd be more expensive then.
No, okay.
No, heck no, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
We want to keep it as cheap as possible, right?
Right.
And that's what I tell people. Every once in a while someone says, oh, let me think about it. Stop back. I said, well, if I'm not back within 30 days, you'll be 62 and the price goes up.
Okay.
You know, so that's what I tell clients. I said, it's cheaper today than it will be 30 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say 33 days from now.
Yeah. I want it. It's really something.
Oh, it's a great program. It's a great program. And again, I'm going to start at the top. I'm going to start at 25, 20, 15. You know, you tell me, you know what you can afford, and, you know, we can build it around that.
Okay.
And the other thing is you know, there's no reason to get crazy either. I mean, sure, it's nice to have $25,000 leading to your family, but I don't want to put you in a position where you can't buy groceries either. You know, so, you know, there's a fine line between what we really want and what we can actually afford. And that's why, you know, we have the options to shape and mold it any way you want. Okay, if we do $25,000, you'd be looking at a payment of $122.56. That's kind of up there. Yeah, I agree. And you don't need it. You don't need $25,000. You don't need $20,000. $20,000 is $98.05. Okay, that's still up there. Pretty expensive. $15,000 is $73.54. Okay, that's a little more affordable. $10,049.02. Now, we can go in between that if you want $12,000 or $30,000. You know, I can do it in $500 increments.
so you can shape and mold it. So again, $10,000 today is very adequate. In fact, it's adequate plus a little bit. But again, we have to look at not just today, but we're going to look at today plus maybe 5 to 10 years from today, because you're only 61 years of age. You shouldn't use this for 20 more years, or maybe longer. But what will it cost for funerals to be 20 years from now? If they were $3,000 when I started in this business 19 years ago, what do you think they'll be 20 years from now? So they've doubled, they've more than doubled in the last 20 years. So they double again, we're talking somewhere around $14,000 to $15,000. But again, that's a bridge we can cross when we get to it. Again, you know what you can afford on a monthly basis. I don't. That's none of my business. Okay?
Well, I would say somewhere around $30, $35.
Okay.
I don't know what that would buy.
Well, the $10,000 program is $49, so we're not too far from that. You know, we're $10 off on that, basically. So, you know, we can work it around that area. So
yeah, it would need to be about $30 a month,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that. Not a problem. And again, we have to, you know, continue to kind of, like I say, okay, we have to straddle that fence between what's adequate and what's affordable. Because remember, and of course, that's why I was recommend. I usually go a little bit stronger than we have to, because I can always reduce it, but I can't always increase it. See, if you say, well, let's start with 5 now, and we'll make it 10 later, but your health changes, then I can't do it. But we start with 10. I can always make a 7 even if your health changes. And that's what, you know, that's my job, is to help you understand that aspect of the program. So it gives you that flexibility. So I think we'll look at that $10,000 benefit. It's around $49, so we'll try that. And we'll go from there and see. Right?
I remember filling that out.
And your date of birth is correct?
Yes.
And were you born in?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And have you used tobacco products in the past 12 months?
Never.
Never. Okay. And your Social Security number? Okay. And as far as the beneficiary, what are you thinking about that? I could put several on here. I mean, if you want to name one of your children and your brother, we can do that. If you want to name your brother and your sister, we can do that. If you want to name your children, it's up to you. And again, that's very changeable.
Why don't we do, could it be a sister-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Karen's.
Karen, K-A-R-E-N?
K-A-R-E-N.
Do you know her middle initial by chance? I don't need it, but I just...
Okay. It's E-A-D-S.
Okay, that's your sister-in-law?
Yes. I got a cold. Excuse me.
Okay. And do you want anybody else in here? Do you want your brother on here also, or... Just in case something would happen to her first, or...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and his name?
Charles.
And his middle initial?
T.
Eads, correct? Okay, get your autograph in a couple places here.
Mm-hmm.
Almost sounds like that window's open.
Yeah, it's the window.
Well, it's then. Of course, I guess you're up here in the air a little ways. It didn't seem like it was blowing that much.
That's fine.
Okay. Right here, I need a... You will receive a copy of all this.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. One more, I mean, way down at the bottom, that last line I didn't. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
I'll date all that for you today. Let me make sure. That'll be nice. Okay. I do need a check for me today for the first month, and that is $49.02.
Mm-hmm.
to make it out for you?
No, I'll just make it out here.
Okay.
To what?
Illinois, I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S, Illinois Mutual. I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S. Hang on, let me help you here. We got a D in there, but we don't need a D.
I am so sorry. I'll make another check.
Okay, let me avoid that one.
You can make it out.
Okay. Can you read my writing on there?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You can put, yeah, that's it.
Take this, won't they?
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
Because you made it out and I signed it.
Oh, no, I do it all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In fact, do you shop at Walmart very much?
Mm-hmm.
They stick your check in a machine and fills it out for you.
Oh, okay.
So that's no problem.
Illinois Mutual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.